Brises here that discuss Ibra Hashana. So the Brisa says different reasons that work and different reasons that don't work. So we listed the first Brisa that's three words from the end of the line. Tana Rabbana Im Abrash Rana Elam Kenaisa Trichum Mepnei Drachim, Mepnei Aksharim, the paths, the bridges, Mepnei Tanuri Apsachim, because of the ovens, Mepnei Golis Yisrael Shnevim Komam, or if they were in exile and they left and they were uprooted from there. So all those are good, valid reasons to be Ma'abrash Hashana, but not because of snow a year, B'lom Mepnei Atzina, not if it's too cold, B'lom Mepnei Golis Yisrael Shalom Komam Komam. Fine, so that's the first Brisa that lists valid reasons and invalid reasons to be Ma'abrash Hashana. Then the Brisa says, Tana Rabbana. The chicks and all of the animals are not valid reasons to be Ma'abrash Hashanah. But they do count as a sad. So we had no idea. What does that sad mean? What does that mean? It's a sad. Either it counts or it doesn't count. So comes along. So then we added to the list a third brisa that's in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And Yud Aleph Amud Beis, suddenly, if you start learning the Gemara from the two dots in Yud Aleph Amud Beis, says, what is a valid reason for Ma'abrash Hashanah? Ala Aviv, if the crops are no good, Ala Peir Se'ilan, and if the fruits are no good, V'ala Tzkufa, and if the seasons are not matching up, Rashi says each one of these reasons happens to connect to the different Moedos, to the different Yom Tovim, Shavuos, Pesach, Aviv, and Tkufa is both Pesach and Sukkot. There's a Tkufa for Sukkot and a Tkufa for Pesach. And those are valid reasons for every single holiday. So those are the three reasons that you're Ma'abrash Hashanah. Says the Gemara, how many of those reasons do you know? Al Shneem Ma'abrin, Val Echem Me'am Eim Ma'abrin. On two of them you're Ma'abr, and on two of them you're not Ma'abr. Namely what? If I have, and on one of them you're not Ma'abr. Namely, if I have Peiros HaElon and I have Aviv, that's a good reason to be Ma'abr. If I only have Peiros HaElon, the fruits are not sprouting out, even though it's going to affect my Shavuos, says the Gemara, that's not a valid reason. You're going to have a difficult Shavuos. You might not be able to bring the Bikurim, according to Rashi. But, sorry, there's nothing else to do. That's not a valid reason. You need two and not one. However, says the Gemara, Ibayaluhu, at the end of the two dots, that's where we ended up, the end of the Gemara, Alatkufa. The Gemara says Tkufa, can Tkufa exist alone? Or the Gemara was just saying Tkufa singled out that they're very happy about the Tkufa. So you see, the Gemara already gave a little bit of leniency to the idea that the Tkufa, if the calendar of the lunar calendar and the solar calendar is so off that the seasons are off, then that might be, the Gemara is not sure, that might be a valid reason on its own to be Ma'abrash Hashanah. Okay, those are the three brises. So the question is, ask Tosfos, what's going on with these three brises? You read one brisa, you think this is the criteria. You read the second brisa, you think this is the criteria, and you have no idea what this other category called sad is. Then you read the Gemara Amud Beis and it says there's a brand new criteria, and you better have two of those reasons and not one of those reasons. So comes along Rashi and Tosfos and says that it's all one group of reasons. It's all one. It's all different list of reasons. And the halacha is you always need two. Like the Gemara says on Amud Beis. Okay, so what does it mean to be a sad? So it says Tosfos, a sad means it can exist as a secondary reason. It can exist as a secondary reason. Meaning, just like the Gemara says it's not enough for the Ma'aber. If you only have Peiros HaElon, but you need Aviv in addition to that. Says Tosfos, if you want to replace it, instead of Aviv, you want to replace it with the Gozolos, you want to replace it with something else, then that would be a valid reason. Good. So that's the way Tosos reads the Gemara and reshapes the Gemara. I asked Tosos, so why were they in three independent brises? Says Tosos, the reason is because the first brisa, which is about the paths and the bridges that collapse and the gullus and exile of Yisrael, those are independent reasons, and you don't need a second reason for those. So therefore, brisa two and brisa three need two. I'm giving you a second list that can act as a secondary reason, but there's no real difference between the two of them.
So they replace.
What?
You said replace.
Yeah.
No.
I meant to in addition to, right? Not replace.
It sounds to me like there are three qualities of reasons. One is those reasons stand on their own.
Yes. Theory. Yes.
The second is those reasons that need a second, but they themselves can be the first of two.
Exactly.
And And then the last category.
That can only be a second.
Only be a second reason.
Right.
What's the difference between
two and three? Excellent question. So Tosfos says the difference between 2 and 3 is that if you have two of the sads, they don't combine. Let's say you have chickens and animals. That's not a good reason. You need the gozolos and the chickens to combine with one of the reasons on Amud Beis, like Aviv, Peresa, Ilan, or Tzkufa.
You know what's exactly like this?
Yeah.
When's the last time you got your driver's license?
When I moved to Fairlawn.
It's 6 points, right?
That's right. So you need these kinds of riots.
Right. Right, so this is pre 9/11, because then it was just 2 points, right? Like that, it was a little bit easier then. Fine, yeah, I hear you. It's a good mashal. So what we left off with, that was Shitas HaTosfos, but we proved last week, we went through in great detail the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav proves that the Rambam Shita is not like this. The Rambam says that really what's the real McCoy, what's the real Ibar HaShana is the Brais on Yud Alpam Aviz. Peres Ha'ilan, Aviv, or says the Rambam, Tkufa alone. Interesting. The Rambam paskins Tkufa alone, even though the Gemara left it off as a suffix. And then the Rambam says, and if you want to have another additional reason to present to the Tzibor why you're being Ma'abras Hashanah, you could say because of the Gazolos, because of the animals. So the Rambam clearly defines Osin Sad Lishana, has no halachic relevance, but is rather a PR stunt. Is something for you to present to the people, but if you want to know what Bezdin is to discuss on a halachic basis, whether or not this year warrants an Ibar HaShana, an extra month or not, we're going to discuss these real reasons. Maybe we'll discuss, none of the chickens and the animals are going to be discussed. That's not what a Sad L'Shana means. Sad L'Shana means it helps you because when people are going to attack you and say, why is it an extra month? What do I need an extra month for? What are you doing over here? No, you know about the chickens and the animals and the this and that. But that has no halachic significance. So the Brisker Rav explained, and the reason why the Rambam says that everything is based on the of the Peres Ilan and the Tkufa, because the Rambam is of the opinion, says the Brisker Rav, that these entities are really all one and the same. Aviv, Peres, Ha'ilan, and Tkufa, the Brisker Rav does not explain, like the way Rashi says, that it's three independent reasons connecting to different moados, one connecting to Shavuos, Peres, Ha'ilan, one connecting to Sukkos, the Tkufa, and one connecting to Aviv, the crop that's going to be Akravas HaOmer of the Aviv. Says the Brisker Rav, no. According to the Rambam, there's one focus. It's the Pasuk Shmor Es Chedesh HaAviv. Pesach is the most important entity when it comes to Ibar HaShana. And what? These are three. The Rambam changes the language of the Gemara, not Rosh Hashanah. These are three simonim that the Aviv is not going to be on track, and you're going to have a difference between the solar and lunar calendar, and you're not going to be able to fulfill the overarching principle of Shmor Es Chodesh HaAviv. But everything is based off of what Yontif? Only the Yontif of Pesach, only the Chodesh of Nisan. And because it's all about linking the solar and lunar calendar for Shmor Es Chodesh HaAviv, that's why the Rambam held on his own that Tkufa is enough of a significant reason to fulfill that. And you only need the two other reasons that are lower level simonim need to combine to be enough of a factor. So therefore the Brisker Rav backs himself and it supports this argument. That's why the Rambam could never say that the chickens and the animals are actually attaining any halachic relevance. Because that has nothing to do with the solar and lunar calendar. And if the whole purpose is in order to what? To achieve that Chodesh Nisan should be in Zmana Aviv, then that obviously has nothing to do with the animals. Has obviously nothing to do with the chickens. So then what does the Gemara mean when it says Sa'ad? It means PR. That was the whole analysis of the Brisker Rav. So we asked the Kasha, which the Brisker Rav doesn't explain. The end of last year, we asked, what kind of fake business is this? What is this? PR. This is not the year 2017. This is when things were actually authentic and real. Rabbonim need PR? Come on, what's going on over here? How could you have a system like this? So it's a little bit of a pella. Osin Sad L'Shani, you have to have a good excuse? Discuss what's halakhically relevant and what's not. So Soloveitchik got a beautiful answer. And it's based on a discussion that we've had in the past. When it comes to Mesechta Sanhedrin, there are certain issues that the Beis Din HaGadol is needed, not for their koyach hapsak, but for what they represent. If you remember, we discussed the idea of Kibush HaAretz. The Rambam writes, for a melech to go out and to conquer the land, the Rambam writes, in one place, you need the Beis Din HaGadol. That's one area in the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. And then the Rambam in another area, in Hilchos Trumas, says, you need Rov Yisrael. So the Rov asked to steer in the Rambams. Which one do you need? Do you need the Rov Yisrael, or do you need the Beis Din HaGadol? So the answer is, there are certain times that the Beis Din HaGadol represents the voice of Am Yisrael. And that's a way for us to decide whether or not this is something that's within the interest of Am Yisrael. And certain halachos warrant the opinion and the ratzon and the will of Am Yisrael. And one of those halachos suggested the Rav was Ibra Shana. And that's the answer to the Rambam that we dealt with in great detail. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, we learned it I think a month ago. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is Mechadish Al Pi Atzma, says that in order for you to be Ma'abar Zashana, you need the Beis Din HaGadol. So the Ramban asked, how could it be? We know that you were Mechadish Chadoshim and Ma'abar Zashana, they were able to do that until the Zman of Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara says clearly, even when they were outside in the Golos, and Beis Din was no longer convening in the Lishkas HaGozis, and once Beis Din was no longer convening in the Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdash, that means there was no functioning Beis Din HaGadol. That's why we weren't able to give capital punishment anymore. Because we weren't in Oso Makom, which allows capital punishment. If so, says the Ramban, that's a proof positive to the fact that there is no necessity of Beis Din HaGadol when it comes to Ibra Shana, when it comes to these ideas of Kiddush HaChodesh. That was the bomb kasha that the Ramban had on the Rambam. So Soloveitchik answered for the Rambam that it's not Beis Din HaGadol b'teres piskei Beis Din HaGadol. And that's why it's not said in our Mishnah, which is speaking about Beis Din HaGadol in terms of the third category of psak. There's a psak of Dinei Mamonis with 3, there's a psak of 23, and there's a psak of 71. And the Mishnah lists all the different cases of the psak of 71, like an Irani Dachas, like judging a Kohen Gadol. Those are things that need a psak of 71. Then there's a role of Beis Din HaGadol to just represent Am Yisrael. Just being that figurehead that now can represent what is in the good interest and what is the will of Am Yisrael. So Sedra Soloveitchik, you're right. When there's a Beis Din HaGadol, then Beis Din HaGadol is that role and is that representative. But when there's no Beis Din HaGadol, so then it's whoever is that authority and that figure that could represent all of Am Yisrael. And if there are other Gedolim in Chutz La'aretz, then those other Gedolim will be representative. And that's what Taisa speaks about over here. There would be Akiva when he was in the exile, even though Am Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Akiva was stuck in jail when he was in the Golos, he was able to be Ma'abris Hashana. Why? Because lo niach kamoisei b'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is about to tell us that we need Eretz Yisrael for Rabbi Hashana. No, you need the representative of Am Yisrael. In a normal situation, that's Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. But if Rabbi Akiva gets stuck in Chutz La'aretz, so then he has the ability to have that role and to have that role. So what is Beis Din trying to achieve, Rabbi Yisai? Beis Din is trying to achieve that this should be the ratzon of the Am. That this should be what Am Yisrael actually wants. But in honesty, where is the koyach to be ma'aber Hashana coming? It's not from Beis Din. Even the Rambam agrees it's not from Beis Din. Beis Din is just representing Am Yisrael. And that's why we said, if you remember, even Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam holds, and I said they should read this in the Knesset. This is the biggest proof to Yiddishkeit. This is the biggest proof to us having Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, anyone who tells you there will not be Jews in Eretz Yisrael is a shakron. Because if so, we can't have Rosh Chodesh. Because it's only because of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael that are living there that are being kaiveya, the chadashim. Not because we announced Rosh Chodesh here. It's the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? Who made them chashiv? They didn't have smicha. They don't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is they represent the Am. Unfortunately, the Rambam writes this elsewhere in the Perush Mishnayos in Harius. The Rambam writes that anyone who's living in Chutz Laaretz is kiyachid dami. We are not considered Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael. And that's all the cheshbonos of whether you want to know whether or not Rov Tzibor did an Avera and you have to bring special korbanos. That's going to be based on a cheshbon of Rov Tzibor in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laaretz. So a whole tshuva of the Avnei Nezer discussing and bringing proofs all over Shas from different Rambams about this idea. But the Tzibor is in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Rosh Chodesh is Nikba, based on the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, based on the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Sim Cain, it's very posh. It's not a PR stunt. It's over here, even though it doesn't have the halachic trigger, and that's going to be koveya, but the idea of having a sad is very relevant in the idea of Ibra Hashanah and Kedesh HaChodesh. Because the koyach for us to actually practically be Mehaber Hashanah is through whose will? Whose ratzon? The Am. So presentation over here, our marketing over here, is key and is integral. And therefore, the Rambam could understand that there's a separate category in the Brises called Osin Osan Sad Lashana, even though they're not necessarily going to be the halachic trigger and the halachic issue that's going to decipher whether or not we need an Ibra Hashana or not. But there's going to be a separate necessity in only Ibra Hashana and Kedesh HaChodesh that we're going to have a presentation and something that's convincing in order to produce the will of the Am. Yeah, 1 second more.
We have all the Sa'adim, right? But there's no halachic reason to do this, so all the PR is going to go in the face, so they're going to say, we can't do it even though
right. The
Am's Ratzon is to be
mine. Right, correct, it's true. That's what's called fake news. That's, yeah.
They didn't have problems.
Right, exactly, yeah, Mark.
They only had Kufa and
So I didn't say that you can't run a business without good marketing. If you have a great idea and you're a bad marketer, it can still work. I'm just bothered. You're right. I'm just bothered. What I'm saying is, why would there ever be something so fake called Assad? So now, according to this background, I can understand, there's an idea called Assad. And Assad actually makes sense. And therefore, the Gemara says, according to the Rambam, what you could present as Assad and not. You're right. Technically, you can produce, it can still take effect even without a side. Depends how good of a marketer you are. But we Bechlau want to know, why would there even be an entity called a side if it has no halachic relevance? So I think in light of the Rav's explanation of Shitas HaRambam in general, that's the most it's a beautiful addition to the Brisker Rav. It's almost like you read the Brisker Rav and you're just like, okay, I see what he sees in the Rambam, and it's really, it's not even a Brisker Rav, it's basically the Rambam. The Rambam says this is not one of the reasons. Only the ones on Amud Beis are the reasons. So then you're just like stuck there, and you're reading this, and you're just like, so what in the world is the purpose of Assad? Why did the Raisa teach it to me? But in light of what the role of Am Yisrael is in this halacha gufa, based on the way the Rav explains the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, now we can understand the concept of marketing, the concept of Assad.
So a little bit better, you can explain it this for the fact that, you know, you might see me build marketing, but it's not clear cut. You may require that. I'm saying, it's not like, let's say you have to explain, but it's not clear cut that the kufa is real, because it's not like all the way, you know, in February or something like that, mm-hmm. that it's clear that you have to do it.
Right.
At a certain point, you may need some
PR, right.
In order to set
right.
And the kufa is not really something
right.
that you have. You know, for a step you may know, you know, all the simanim is, but it's not enough.
But that can't be a trigger to decide. You have to have the other factors in order to decide, and you can only present it according to the Rambam.
No, but I'm talking about kufa.
If you have kufa alone.
Exactly, but
right.
How do you define kufa?
Right.
You know, okay, where is the sun compared? They knew it, right?
Yeah,
they knew
right, some right. So then you would need something else.
But the what do you
exactly.
mean?
Exactly, right.
Cold,
correct.
It's right. What are you adding me? You know,
doesn't, it, right.
So...
But it's still taking the Am, the significance of the Am, into it, right, 100%, right.
So why stop there?
What do you mean?
Why stop at those three sides and come up with 100 other ones?
Right, meaning according to this analysis, Anything could be good PR. It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I mean, it really gets back into the kasha that Itai asked when it comes to the Minchas Chinuch. Once you hold Atam Afilu Shogun and really any rationale works, and even if they're wrong, even if Bezdin's wrong, the Minchas Chinuch holds against the Tzvach that what? Even if Bezdin makes a mistake in Ibra Hashanah, it works. Because Atam Afilu Shogun, it's in Yanim of Zman, and Atam Afilu Shogun, even if you're wrong, Atam Afilu Mazidim. So then the Minchas Chinuch asks, so then what's the list of the Braisa that doesn't work? So Minchas Chinuch said, you're right, Minat Torah, it should have worked. And Midrabanan, they decided, this doesn't look good. This isn't a good reason. So in the same wavelength, I have to say, it's a little harder to say it here because it's all PR and it's all fake. Right. So Midrabanan, they decided, you know, that really makes us look bad. You know, so like they said, come on, give a good rationale, give a good reason. But
you can say what's not. So
yeah, but David's asking, once if it doesn't have halachic relevance, so let them say what they want. Let them say, you know what, we wanted to give you an extra year. You were behaving nicely. So it has to be something like they made a system. They made a system of what works. Yeah. Right.
The side would be pushing us a little more one way or the other. That's how I see it.
But not in the Rambam holds not in a halachic sense.
No, because now it's a very gray area. Like for example, this coming year, Pesach.
No, but you could have, according to the Rambam, you could have all the sads you want, and that can't affect.
No, the sad helps me say, I can push it off until next year, or do it now, do better, do it this year.
I don't think so, because then the sad's playing a halachic role.
The sad is a birthday card.
Exactly. It's all just a presentation, but it doesn't have.
It's a birthday card. It's not the gift. The gift we have here in the Mishnah.
Right.
But you don't just hand a gift. Especially if it's your wife, you have to sell it. Just give her a nice card to sell halacha. That's what it's all about.
Well, so that's what we're pointing out. Where we got to one daf in Shas that according to that Rav Soloveitchik was suggesting that maybe you have to sell halacha over here. That's the finish. What?
The money was
yours. Exactly.
The question is not a question. That's before we have the BSHOTH, Alpi Lua.
Yeah, I think he was saying in theory, if this was the situation.
According to Rambam, it's still it's still need to have that.
You have to have Eretz Yisrael. There's continuous.
If nobody was in right. Eretz Yisrael,
we wouldn't have Rosh Chodesh.
Right. Even if we have all the
Ramban holds that the Kviyas was already done by Hillel, but the Rambam holds it's a continuous Kiddush through the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, right. You can't decide we want to be ma'aber. I think they're even according to the Rambam. The mechanics work. The mechanics work through. Yeah, right. Okay, so let's just catch up with a little bit of Gemara and let's see what happens over here. So the Gemara says on Amud Beis, we're going to go on Amud Aleph. We're going to just try to finish up and cover some ground over here. So the Gemara discusses. Ketzad. The Gemara wants to say as follows. Listen to this story. Ketzad. Rabbi Yanai Armer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Meudon. Anachnu lechon de gozalia rechichin. What happened? Rabbi Yanai said, in the name of Shimon Gamliel, we were notifying everyone that the gozalia were rechichin. That means that the chickens were very skinny. Ve'imraya darikin. And also the stalks were very weak. Ve'zimna da'aviva lomata. We're going to add on this year 30 days because of these reasons. So the Braisa asks, how much is Ibra Hashana? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh. Omer Rav Papa says, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. It could be 30 days or it could be a Chodesh, which will be a little bit less than 30 days. So Gemara says, Tachazi Mai Ika Ben Takifai Kadmoi Li'inivusei basroi. So the Gemara says, I want to show you something. Look at the stark predecessors, our ancestors, the Talmidei Chachamim from the earlier generation that were Mamish Takifim and the humble later Talmidei Chachamim. Disanya, as the Brisa says, Maisa bring Amliel, there was a Maisa with Amliel, Shayyoshiv al Gav Malabarabais, he was sitting on the area of the Harabais. Vayayoychanan Seifer Halos, I made Lefonov, Vishalosh Igaros Chatuchos Lefonov, Munachas. And Rabbi Yochanan his Seifer was standing in front of him, and he says, take three letters, and write three letters to three different locations. Tol igarta chada, take one letter, ukosav lachana b'nei galiloi ilo, v'lachana b'lei galiloi tato. Write to these different locations in the b'nei galil of the ilo and the b'nei galil tato. So what did it say in the letters? Shlomchen, how are you? Yaska meudin anachna lachon dizman bi'uram mata lafrushe maestra. We just wanted to notify you that the Zman Bir Maestras, which is the time that you have to make sure to get rid of all of the Trumas and Maestras from your house from the third year and on, basically Erev Pesach of the fourth year and the seventh year, the Zman Bir Maestras, Mematina de Zezaisa of the Zaysim, which was relevant to their markets, the Toli Garta Chada, and take another letter, the Kosov Lachana Bnei Droma, and write to the southern people, Shlomchen Yasgo Ma'odon Anachnu, how are you doing? And we're notifying you, Dizman Biura Mata Lafrushe Maisa Me Omre. We want you to know that Dizman Biur Maisers, obviously it was the third and sixth year, that Dizman Biur Maisers is coming up, I'm sorry, it was the fourth and seventh year after the third and sixth year, that you should now get rid of all the crops in your house, and do beer meisers on what? May omri shubalia from the omrim, from the stalks of wheat that they had in the darom in the south. Good. Now what's the relevance? Listen to what happened. Vitol igarta chada, and take one letter. Uksav lachana b'nele galusa bevav, and let you write to what? To our brothers in bav, chutzlaretz. Ulachana dibemada, and also to our brothers in Madai, Ulishar Kol Galus of Israel, and to all the Bnei Galus. Shlomchen Yaskol Alam Mehodin Anachna Lachon, I'm notifying you, the Golzalia Rachichin, the chicks are skinny, the Imraya Arikin, and the stalks are Shvach. V'zimna da'aviva lomata, and the aviv has not come. V'shap remilsa ba'anpai u'ba'anpai chaverai, and this was accepted in front of me and my chaverim. V'osifs Allah al shasa da yamin tlasin. So the Gemara says, and therefore we're adding 30 days. Basically, he's notifying the Bnei Galus that what? That there is a reason over here to be Ma'aber Es Hashana. Right? But what are the reasons? Zimna de Aviva, right? The Aviv, right? Right? And what else? Gozalia Rechicha V'Amari Arakin? Tusadin. So I had this kasha on Shita. This is a Raya Brura to Shita Satosos and Rashi. You see over here that they had enough of a reason to be Ma'aber Es Hashana with Aviv, which is one of the three of the next Raisa, and what? And Sa'adin. So isn't that a proof that a Sa'ad counts as a second reason? Because you can't be Ma'aber Es Hashana without two reasons. So this kasha bothered me for a long time. I remember I asked this to Rabbi Tzarfati, what his opinion was. We didn't have an answer to this. Until I found a sefer, Asher L'Shlomo, of Shlomka Berman, who was Rosh Shiva and Ponovich. And he asked this kasha. It's a raya against the Rambam from this Gemara. He You see that the Sad's playing a role. But he says, perhaps the Rambam read the Gemara differently. If you remember, there's two things called Aviv. There's Aviv in the Braisa, that means the stalks,
yes.
That means the Tvua, that means the Omer for Hakravas HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, that we're not able to bring it. That's Aviv as one of the three reasons brought in the Braisa. But then there's another Aviv, which the Brisker Rav says, is the essential Yisod of what? Of Shmoras Chodesh HaAviv. So perhaps the Rambam understood this Braisa and this letter to mean that Aviv he was writing means not Aviv as the as being the Omer and the spring as not being
it.
That's true. That's true. It's the least order. But he says maybe the Sad was just PR, and the way you're going to put your PR is you're going to put the PR first in the list because you got to satisfy the chever, the customer. But then, bottom line, what's the reason why I have to be Ma'arbis Hashanah? Because I don't know Tkufa. Because the whole lunar calendar and solar calendar is not matching up. Maybe Aviv here didn't mean Aviv of the Braisa, but Aviv meant that the whole Tkufa is off. That you're not matching the Chodesh HaLevana with the Chodesh HaChama. And that's why he was... So yeah, L'chora, based on what we just discussed, you have to have now Machloikas Rishonim had to read this letter and what was going on over here in order for the Rambam to not count Asad to have halachic relevance.
Why didn't he notify the
Oh, beautiful Kasha. So what Adi's asking is it's not only relevant for the Bnei Galus to know about an Ibra Shana, but it's also relevant for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael to know about an Ibra Shana. So one could suggest, I think in the back of the Gemara they asked that Kasha. Maritz Chias asked your Kasha. When did this happen? In the time of Rav Gamliel. I mean, it couldn't be past the Adar.
No, they already knew that there is Kimani.
Yeah, it's before Nisan.
It's
sometimes before Nisan.
Adar,
yeah,
Adar.
It's in Adar.
Yeah, but they needed the, you know, some formal notification. The fact that they had to, someone needs to work 2 more weeks in order to get to Babel, but maybe they had to send in advance and they had time, but they wouldn't change their mind if they already sent the letter. The local news.
So Rashi says, they're close to Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Tzarich Lo'odin, it's Rashi, Dirabaslam, and Matin, and Zesa. Rashi says, Makom Kibbutz HaZesim, these areas in the Galil, they used to collect olives, Lizchamim, Zel, Zebegalil. Havizesim, Merubim, Ubedarim, Chitim, Merubim, and in the Darom, they were Chitim, that's why they wrote the letter about the Chitim. The Ein Tzarich Lo'odin Ala Iber, Shekrov Neim LeBezdin, Av LeBnei Goyla, Sherechoykin Meretz Yisrael, Tzarich Lo'odin Ala Iber, Shelo Yochlu Chametz VePesach. Because what's going to happen, they're gonna eat Chametz on Pesach. So that's the Mitzvah Eisan Adi, Ulechora Ein Zetah, Sharigamba O Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mitzvah Eisan, this is Shvach. Because
where
I learned Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. And in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, they also had to notify everyone about Rosh Chodesh. L'chorin zatam. Shari gamba Eretz Yisrael, yeshluchin yoitzin al shisha chadoshim. They used to be mechal Shabbos. They used to be mechal Shabbos to let people know. Lo yidian im ibruas ha-chodesh aloi. V'lo yisagib is that shakrov in lebezden. So why did they say, for the people nearby, I don't have to notify them. Then you wouldn't have to send shluchim on Shabbos to be mechal Shabbos to let them know. V'amai sagilin in hodas ibru Hashanah. So Taisus says in Rosh Hashanah, deals with this. He says, once the Kaven, the Shluchin Yoitzin, that's exactly the answer. The Shluchin were Yotzei for Eretz Yisrael. So once the Shluchin are Yotzei Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they're going to tell him, by the way, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So the reason why the other people know is not because of Rashi's reason. Mitzvah Eitzin said Rashi's reason is very schwer. Because the truth is that we had a telegraph system. We had a system of sending shluchim. We used to send them and they used to be Mechal Shabbos. says the mitzvah eitzan, and that's the answer to Rashi's kasha. Since there are shluchim going out to let them know about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then they'll know. By the way, you should know. Bezdin told me this month is not going to be Nisan, it's going to be Adar Sheni. So it's not because they didn't need to know, it's because they were already notified through the shluchim that exists through the Mishnayot of Rosh Hashanah.
Another kasha. So why send the letter at all, then? The letter was not
about Ibra Hashanah.
The
letter was about, Bir Meisters. Yeah, you have to know this is the Zman. Right now, you have a lot of olives right now. You got to take care of this because it's also for you to eat this. Yeah.
That's the urgency.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And they did another perv.
Yeah, correct. That's the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, and according to the...
Right.
Depending on when this happened, right. If the way I'm saying it out, if they sent out on Adar and Adar Sheni, they would have to redo... It's a Machloikas Rishonim in Megillah on Davav, whether or not they have to redo all the mitzvahs. The Rush is of the opinion, if I remember correctly, that you were Yotza the Megillah already. You don't have to read it again. But most Rishonim say you have to repeat all the other mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of the
Chodesh.
Yeah.
They're not going to be eating chametz on Pesach. They're going to be making an extra Pesach in real Adar Sheni.
No, they're going to eat chametz on Pesach. A month later. Yeah.
By that time, you think they would find out.
I don't know. I don't know. It depends on the communication. Right. Right. You're saying you have more of a buffer. You have more of a buffer.
Okay, maybe they won't.
Maybe the only way they find out is through letters. I don't know. Back in the day, when you would go from Eretz Yisrael to Vavil, how long would it take to travel? No, there weren't shluchim. That's the point. There were only shluchim in Eretz Yisrael. That's why I'm sending letters. I'm sending letters because it's not going to be the classic shlichus. The mitzvah Eisan is saying Rashi, the reason is wrong, and the reason is because you have shluchim in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have shluchim in Vavil. So therefore, I need, right? And that's the whole idea of Sveika the Yoma. Because they didn't get the messages quickly to Bavil. And they needed to know. So apparently, you're right, David. Even a month and a half later, they're not going to know. Yeah.
No, and then the other probably, that's only one of the reasons. There are a few other reasons, you know. Rochal Batala, and they were going to do Pesach.
Right, but he's asking overall, if you would know by that time, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but they don't want to...
The point is, there wasn't a classic shlicha system that required a letter for this purpose. The only other kasha that really gets discussed, and then we'll close, is that the Rishonim, the Ran already, I think this is on the Marmar Kaimis. Does everyone have, we copied a Ran on one of the sheets. And, it's on a double, it's with the tzlach. So the kasha is, Rabbi Gamliel asked the Ran, was after Churban HaMikdash. So asked the Ran, Rabbi Gamliel was after Churban HaMikdash. Again, what's the whole purpose of this b'raisa? The whole purpose of the b'raisa is to show us that Ibra Hashanah could be 30 days. And it was showing that Rabbi Gamliel was stronger than the later Talmidei Chacham that were anovs after him, right? So what was the proof of the Gemara? Let's just speak out the proof. The Gemara says because they spoke in terms that needed the opinions of the other Talmidei Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel would have said on his own, I think that the year needs an Ibra Hashanah, and that's it, because I'm a takif. So the Gemara says, Dilma Basar Dav Ruhu. Maybe this is after they removed him from office, from his job. The Gemara says, if you read the first Rashi, Rabbi Gamliel Shayanoig Srara, Rabbi Gamliel, who took his authority seriously, Vizarek Meira B'Talmidim, and he would instill fear into his talmidim. Kedashkam ebchayris ubebrachas of Rosh Hashanah. Titzayre le Rabbi Yeshua, that he caused pain to Rabbi Yeshua. A Gemara we spoke about. Afilu achik tani be, and even so, b'shapra milsa ba'anpa ba'anbe chaverai. Rav Shimon Bray, Davim Yenavusa, Basroi, Kada Amron, Basrikos Apoilim, Lomer Ban Pei Chavarai. Again, the Gemara is saying there's an irony here. Rav Shimon, who was an Anav, never said Ba'an Pei Chavarai when he wanted to send a letter for Ibra Hashanah. And Rav Gamliel, who was once a Takif, and he would instill fear into all the Talmidim, what did he say? We think, we want to send a letter, we think that, and it's not just me, it's the opinions of all of my companions and all of my Talmidei Chachamim around me, Ba'an Payu, Ba'an Pei Chavarai, that there should be an Ibra Hashanah. So the Gemara is showing the irony that the Anavim, the people who are such Anavs, they speak with the Shtaltz. They speak without including other people. And Rabbi Gamliel, who was such a takif, he didn't speak with such a shtaltz. And he has to include all of these friends around him. So what's the Gemara's answer to the last two words? Dilma baser de avruhu. Gemara says, yeah, this is after they pushed him off, out of office. This was after he was a takif. This was after he no longer had his position. So then he started talking. But it's not a proof that the takifim are, and there's an irony that the takifim are any less. If he was in his takif stage, then he would still talk tough. But this is after he was impeached. This is after they moved him away. So the Ran asked, so this Rabbi Gamliel was post-Churban HaMikdash. So what's the obvious question, asked the Ran? If he's post Churban HaMikdash, where's the Ran? Rabbi said, "What's he writing in the letter?" The Gozolos. Excellent. What's the relevance of Gozolos post Churban HaMikdash? Right. We said in 2 weeks ago, Gozolos are raya to Shitas HaRambam. That you can give a carbon oilus re'iyah with a bird. That was the Rambam's makar, was Ar Gemara. That's the Or Sameach fancy chiddush that he sees in Ar Gemara. Whatever he's going to say, and according to Rashi, it was for the Yoledes. It was for, at the end of the day, it's carbonos. Those are reasons.
It's not a
siman. But the siman, the siman doesn't even have to be relevant?
Yeah, siman supporting the tkufa.
Oh. So the Ran says, you're right. It's a reason that in theory, if the Beis HaMikdash would have been standing, that would have been enough of a reason, enough of Meir B'mana of Beis HaMikdash, and the Ran holds that would be sufficient. The Yad Ramah disagrees with the Ran, and the Yad Ramah says, although Rabbi Gamliel was in a time of post-Churban HaMikdash, he was obviously speaking in theory, historically, when there was a Beis HaMikdash being Kayim, and that was what they would write in the letters, but that's not actually what he's referring to himself. A little bit of a doichik. So I was just, I saw in a sefer an interesting idea that if, like what Adi is saying, the Ran was of the opinion we proved that really any reason works. Like the Minchas Chinuch, Atem Afilu Shogim works. You don't really need a reason. And that's what all these reasons of Ksharim and airports and bridges, they're all a function of any reason is good. And in HaTorah, any rationale works because you have the koach of Zman. You have the koach to be able to be Ma'aber. So if so, according to the Ran, you can understand why they could even argue an excuse of even a reason that's not relevant, Bizman Hazeh. Even a reason that's only B'mheiri Yubana Beis HaMikdash. Even a reason that's only going to be relevant if the situation would change. So the Ran says, that also counts, because the real McCoy of Atam HaFilu Shogim, that's the real bona fide reason, that's going to exist as well. Masha Inkin, the Yad Ramah, who held, how do you Me'abr Sashana from the Drachim, from the Ksharim? That's not one of the reasons Midaraisa. So the Yad Ramah says, he has to find Allah Chlobosh V'Sinai. Or he found the drasha. The Yad Ramah held like the Tzlach's opinion that Atem Afilu Shogigin fundamentally does not apply to Ibra Hashanah. It only would apply, like the Tzlach says, to Kiddush HaChodesh. If so, maybe that's the Yad Ramah L'shitaso. The Yad Ramah could not understand that a reason that wasn't relevant in the Golus would actually be a reason that Rabbi Gamliel would actually send out Bezman Hazeh. So therefore, you had to say he was talking about for other generations and only speaking in theory that this would be a good example in the time of Beis HaMikdash. But actually, Bezman Hazeh, or in the Zman of Rabbi Gamliel himself, to actually be a valid reason, it has to be something that actually is relevant, because according to him, it has to fit the real McCoy, because there is no overarching authority of Atem Afilu Shogun. Yes.
So again, so according to that, there may be a problem with the Rambam, because if we're talking about that as okay, it's marketing, which you need to convince. You're sending this letter to the Golan,
right?
Not to the Am Yisrael.
That's a good point. Why do you have to add Assad if
they have no say?
That's true. The only thing I could tell you is that people in Golus speak in WhatsApp and they call the people in Eretz Yisrael. So they're going to have to, you know, this is what they presented. So ultimately it's going to get around. But it's a good aura. It's a very good aura. All right, Yishakayach. Mm-hmm.